Hilchas Ma'inen Amanachish Halach Aleph, Rav Nosson says Osur Lo'inen Ulanachish, Dahainu, which means Loimar Eis Ploini Yofa Eis Ploini Loyofa. A Jew is not allowed to say, "Oh, I can't do this now because this is not a good time for this time is not right for this kind of thing." Again, where he's taking away from faith in Hashem, from believing that Hashem controls everything. It's not the timing. Even though we know Lahavdil within the Torah, within Yiddishkeit, there is also an issue of timing. There's a difference between Shabbos and weekdays. There's a concept of Eis Ratzon. There's a concept of Mishenichnas Ador Marbim Besimcha. And if a Jew has a litigation with a Goy, a preferred time to do it is an Ador. Whereas in the month of Av, a Jew should avoid litigation with Goyim. That's within the framework of Emuna in Hashem and Emuna in the Torah. These people who practice the Ma'inen and Menachesh are added their own piece to this, where they have their definition of what's a good time and a good season and a bad season, and that we do not follow. And Rav Nosson Zal continues, Mishum Shenema, this halacha is based on the pasuk that says, Tomim Tihye Im Hashem Alekecha, that a Jew is supposed to be sincere and simple with Hashem, not to make things complicated by trying to study, trying to analyze which timing is the right, which is my lucky time, which is not my lucky time, based on this Ma'inen Umenachish. Interesting that right now we're in the middle of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Following that, we're going to have Sukkos, which is climaxed by Hoshana Rabbah. And the Zohar HaKadosh, when it discusses the night of Hoshana Rabbah, Hoshana Rabbah is referred to as the second seal. The Jews, our judgment opens up on Rosh Hashanah, and the first seal is done on Yom Kippur. We say, B'yoyim Tzayim Kippur, Yechos Seimun, there's a Chasima on Yom Kippur. And then there's a second sealing, that S-E-A-L-I-N-G, which is done on Hoshana Rabbah. And the Zohar HaKadosh goes into a whole discussion that on the night of Hoshana Rabbah, if a person looks at their shadow, depending on how the shadow looks, the person can know all kinds of information about what kind of year they're going to have, what's up ahead for them that year, if they're going to live or they're going to die, if they're going to succeed in business or fail, all kinds of information. And the Zohar HaKadosh has a lot of important stuff on this. Despite this, the Sforim HaKadoshim, even the Mekubolim and the other great tzaddikim tell us that you're learning this to know that there is such a thing. But most religious people will not look at their shadow at all, will not try to analyze what's destined for them in the upcoming year, but rather will go to pray. Our derech is tefillah. Tomim tiyam Hashem alekecha. I turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, you know what I need. Please give me what I need. What's good for me? I don't know if many predestined. I don't know if many shadows. All I know is you, Hashem. I know that everything comes from you, and you are Koel Yochel. You are not limited in any way. You are not bound by any timing. You're above time and above space and above all rules. And if you want to help me or to help the Jewish people or help the world, you can do it any time, any way whatsoever. Because when a person says this time is good and this time is bad, he's giving power and authority and rulership to the bad time. He's saying there is a bad time. He's acknowledging there is a bad time, and during this bad time, the forces of evil have power. By saying that or thinking that, you're actually giving them power. You're acknowledging them and giving them power. V'chol zeh toli b'pigam habris. And this is all associated with pigam habris. Sins related to impurity between men and women. Shaydei zeh mezgaber ho'eis roh chas v'shon. We kimavur b'maymar hayman de'ozel bo'itze b'simen choftes. We know that Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 29 in the first half of Likut Imran that Pigama Bris is what strengthens the bad times, the Eis Ro, the Sitra Achra, the Klipois. V'ze shenismach lo ze ha-posuk tomim tihyeh. Shehu ha-hepech mimoinen. And this is why, right near the, where the Torah speaks about not practicing oinein and kishuf and mnichush, the next pasuk says, tomim tihyeh im Hashem alekecha. Be sincere, be simple with Hashem. Shehu ha-hepech mimoinen, which is the opposite of moinein. Hainu b'chinas tikkun habris. Tomim tihyeh im Hashem alekecha is tikkun habris. Shenikra tomim. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Hishalech lefonai veheyei tomim. When Hashem was giving Avraham Avinu the commandment of bris mila, Hashem said to him, Hishalech lefonai veheyei tomim. I want you to go before me, and I want you to be whole. And you're not whole until you remove that orla from yourself. Shaideze nichna ho'es ro. Through this tmimus, and through this tikkun habris, a person is zeichet to defeat the bad times. Shehu bebechinas moinen hana, which is moinen. Vezehu tomim tiyeh im Hashem alekecha. Hashem alekecha zebechinas almadosi. Rav Nosnal says, the pasuk uses the words Hashem elokecha, which that combination, yud kei vav kei elokim, represents olam haba. The Zohar HaKodesh says this, and Rabbeinu Zal brings it in a few places in the Kutimran, that Yud Kevav Ke Elikim is Olam Haba. Bechinas, Hashem Hu Hu Elikim. Ubebechinas, Almadosi, Shom Nizbatel Ho Yisro Lagamri. And when a person plugs into Olam Haba, in Olam Haba, there are no bad times. In this world, there's a concept of Eitz Hadas, Toivora, there's good days, bad. In Olam Haba, there's only good. It's called Yom Shekulay Toiv. Yom Shekulay Shabbos. Ki almadosi hu lemala mehazman v'hamidos. Because Olam Haba is above time. It's above the seven spheros of chesed through malchus, the midos. V'hu kulay toiv. Olam Haba is a place where it's wall-to-wall good. Ve'ein sham b'chinas so'es ro'la gamri klal. There is no bad times over there. Ve'zeh zoichen alidei tikkun habris. And the way that a person is zoichet to that is through tikkun habris. Shal yodoi nisroimeim hamoichim. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Chavtes that when a Jew has tikkun habris, that elevates his moichim. That expands his consciousness. Shu b'chinas hadas, b'chinas almadosi, kemuva b'kama koimos, which is associated with Olam Haba. Olam Haba is where the people are going to have the highest level moichim and das. So tikkun habris is what helps a person be zeichet to all of this. V'alkein al yidei tikkun habris nizbatel ho'es ro. And this is why through tikkun habris, a person is zeichet to eliminate the bad times. Ki zoichen lebechinas almadosi shu kulay toiv lamalmi esman kanal. Because through tikkun habris, a Jew propels himself, he shoots up to olam haba, which is all good. This is why at the end of Yom Kippur, at the end of Yom Kippur Koton, we scream Hashem hu elokim. When a person does tshuva, Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moharan many places, through tshuva, a person propels himself, he takes himself out of the good and bad, and he propels himself into that place that's all good, wall-to-wall good, Shabbos. Shabbos is called tshuva. V'shafto ad Hashem alekecha, shafto is the letter Shabbos. That's why at the end of Yom Kippur, we scream Hashem hu hu elikim, because we're in Olam Haba, we shout up to Olam Haba, by fasting the entire day, by abstaining from kesh connection with our wives. Yom Kippur is tikkun habris. We dress in white to show that we're lily white. No stains, no blood, no dam nida, none of that stuff. We separate from the women. That all propels us into this Hashem hu elikim, to this level, this olam haba. V'zeh shekosov, and this is why the pasuk says, Mei oisois hashamayim al techotu. Don't be afraid of the signs of heaven. You know, the stars and the zodiac, these signs that these magicians and these sorcerers read. Ki echatu hagoyim ehema. The goyim have to be afraid of them. You, the Jewish people, don't have to fear them. Ki Yisrael, shein bebechinas shomrei habris, Ein lohem liroi me oisais hashemayim. Because the Jewish people who are in the category of shomer habris, every Jew has a bris mila. And every Jew is supposed to try on his level to be zechet to tikkun habris. Through that, we don't have to be afraid at all of these heavenly spheres. You know, these signs of the zodiac and these different signs and symbols that these magicians and sorcerers read. Shehem moirim al azmanim voitim, which are what define our times. You know, the moon and the sun and the stars. Ki ho eis ro nizbatel aydei b'china shmira sabris. Because when a Jew who has tik shmira sabris, to him those bad times just disappear. They fall away. V'zoyche lebechinas almadosi kanal hanel. And the Jew is zoyche through his shmira sabris, and through his tmimus, through his emunah, he's zeichet to be in the category of Olam Haba, where there are no bad times, where these negative times cannot affect him at all. Baruch Hashem.